Hi, hello, how are you? You're listening to I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. This is Recap, Analyzation, Review, something or other of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 15. Lip Sync, Lollapalooza, Smackdown. That's right. I'm so glad they're doing this again. I am so, so glad. So we've got our top four. We are 1 week away from the finale. But what are we going to do first? We're going to have a lip sync smackdown. I love gay sports. Keen. This was so good last year. So successful. The queen of Shidan already done had hers. Morphine Love Dion won last year. We had an epic redemption with Megami. She absolutely made her mark. I think she got 20k in tips online from the people. So lots riding on this. Lots riding on this. So let's just get right into it, shall we? Lollapalooza time. The top four enter the workroom first and they're looking fabulous. Followed by all the queens, all the eliminated queens. That's right, everyone is back in the workroom. It's so nice seeing everyone around the table again. All 14 of them. Lucky Stars is back. Oh, missed you. Hey, what's going on? I can tell that some time has passed. Like, some of their confessional looks are looking a little bit different. Like, I don't know if it's filmed directly after, like, Susie's elimination episode and, like, the others have all gone home and come back and the top four have been there the whole time. I don't know. But some people are definitely be looking different, you know? Specifically, Arietti, she's looking all-stars ready. She's got maybe a little bit of lip plump. She's looking good. She's looking real good. Anyway, the Slasian Diva of LA is back, the Joella Dynasty. So glad to have her back in my house. In my house? What are you doing in my house? Joella is back. Yes, yes, yes. Lydia and Corey confirm their relationship. It's really sweet, actually. It's nice to see love in the workroom. This is just what they wanted all along. Susie talks about getting so close to the end, but like not quite making it. And it's like, that would have been fucking devastating. And she's like, yeah, I was devastated in the moment. But looking back on it now, and then Hormona chimes in, and she's like, it makes sense now. Hey, Hormona, missed you, girl. Also, Corey brings out the Susie cameo wig. If you don't know, Corey King is like killing it on Cameo at the moment. I think she was like the number one most requested person on Cameo for a time because she was doing like Michael Jackson, Susie 2. I saw her doing Shrek recently. I was like, what the hell is going on? So she got like the Susie wig and she's like, hi, I'm Susie 2. It's a little crazy, but you know. Anyway, so they're there for a lip sync smackdown. So they all go to get ready, except, well, the top four aren't going to lip sync smackdown. They're going to chill. They're going to watch. But they still have to get up in all the giggery of it all. So they're going to put on some glam. But first, Arietti pulls Anya immediately for a chat. Why, I wonder, what could they possibly have to talk about? The fact that she was a big and utter bitch. But Arietti pulls Anya and she sincerely apologizes and owns her actions. And they make up. Anya forgives her and I was like, that's nice. And I think they had to show this on camera because otherwise the fans would have been like, they hate each other. And who knows, they might. That's between them. Let them live, you know? I am so happy to see Lucky again. Like, she got... The fact that she was first boot was not on my bingo card whatsoever. I was so devastated when she went home. So I'm so glad she's going to be here. Show us something more. Just literally just being on the screen is a win. Like, I'm so happy to see her. Susie Toot says Lydia is the one to watch after the fan reception because her lip syncs were killer. I think everyone writ her off during the season, but watching them, amazing. Except for Scissorgate, but like... Besides Scissorgate. Lana says Lydia and herself are the ones to watch, which I agree. Lana, obviously a lip sync assassin. She lip synced four times during the season. But I would also put Corey and Crystal in there. Corey is a great performer, obviously. Crystal only lip synced once and lost, but it was against Lana. And I think she is a fierce performer. So I'm hoping she brings out something fabulous for us today. All right. Lip sync time. Everyone to the main stage. We're not wasting time here. The eliminated queens line up with the top four and you can tell everyone has like a reveal or something planned just from what they're wearing. However, the top four aren't wearing lip sync outfits. They're just wearing fabulous fits. Jules is wearing this like two-piece purple mermaid cut gown with this, that's giving Ariana Grande. She looks gorgeous. It's like so on brand for her. I absolutely love it. Lexi is giving like angels. She's got these like wire angel things with this beautiful blonde golden hair with a fringe. Oh my God, her legs look so long. She looks beautiful. And of course, she's got a train. Classic. Sam Star, I'm not the biggest fan of this look from Sam Star. It's kind of like newspaper, two-piece, kind of blazer jacket, skirt with like a pink lining underneath. It's fine. The hair's a little flat for me. And then, of course, the piste de resistance. I was about to say Doechii because she's giving it so well. On Your Nerve, coming as Doechii in one of her Grammy looks with like the really big pants and like the badges and such on the blazer with the tie and the beautiful hair. Oh, she just looks phenomenal. She's exuding winner energy. It's so good to see. It's beautiful. All right, so how this is going to work, there's going to be three rounds with seven lip syncs total. Losers will join the top four in the workroom to watch the rest of the lip sync. And the winner of the lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown not only wins the title of She Done Already Done Had Herses, but a cash tip of $50,000. May I remind you that not even the runner-up gets nothing. Nothing. So basically, you could come 5th to 14th and still make a whole bag. You know what I mean? Incredible. Okay, first lip sync. The first queen drawn out of Bruno's barrel. Hormona Lisa. And she's shitting it for some reason. It's like, just, I'd rather go first. Just get it out of the way. However, there's a twist. Usually, if you get drawn, you pick your opponent and then your opponent picks the song. However, this time, she can either pick her opponent or the song. Damn. Now, depending on, like, obviously she's first, so she's got her pick of the litter on both sides. I would choose the song. I'd be like, this is the song I know the best. But also, it's like, you need to know that song because who you're going up against is up to chance. So it's like, you better know that song that you pick, hands down. Anyway, she decides to choose the song. Fair game. She picks, say, Liza, with a Z, by, of course, Liza Minnelli. And cut to Susie saying that's the only song she wants. She needs to perform it. It's in her wheelhouse. She performs it 1,000 times. This is the song she wants. So back to Bruno's barrel. Who's going to be going up against Hormona? Lydia Butthole Collins. That's right. Lydia. Now, I don't really see this as a song for Lydia, but I definitely think she can pull it off. She's kind of that quirky performance queen, hands down. Not like theatre queen like Hormona might be giving, but still would be able to perform it. I really like this song. I've never heard this song before, Don't Shoot Me, but it was really fun. Hormona is wearing like a big curly pink wig. She got her big ruffle pink coat on. Lydia is in all blue, kind of like a suede kind of thing. And she's got this big cone hat thing on. So they both obviously got reveals. However, Hormona immediately just starts stripping. And by stripping, I mean taking off reveal after reveal after reveal, just like consecutively. And I'm like, whoa, slow down. Slow down. Even the queens in the workroom are like, that is far too fast. Far too fast. She takes off the coat. Reveal one. Takes off the dress, so it's in a catsuit. Reveal two. And then immediately takes off the wig as well. And I'm like, well, that's everything you've got. Gone. Lydia waits until like half, if not three quarters of the way through to the song to reveal like her actual like cone head underneath the big pointy hat thing she's got on. And I think she killed the performance. My eyes were on Lydia. Really loved it. And rightfully so. Lydia is progressing to the next round. So that is it for Hormona Lisa for season 17. She is not going to be the queen of She Done Already Done Had Herses, but she will be joining the top four queens in the workroom to watch the rest of the performances this evening. Lip sync number two. Who's going to be drawn next? It's Susie 2. She just missed out on her song. So she chooses to pick her opponent. And Rue's like, is that because Laz with a Z is already gone? And she's like, yeah, pretty much. Valid. If like that's the one song you want to do and it's not up for grabs anymore, pick someone who you think you can beat in anything. That's very fair. That's a fair strategy to go to. And that's exactly what she does, because she says, I'm not going to forget the Ella. I choose Joella. So that means Joella gets to choose the song. And she chooses Training Season by Dua Lipa. And immediately I'm like, ooh. Worried for Susie. This just doesn't seem in Susie's wheelhouse. That's the word of the day, wheelhouse. So we'll get into it. We'll get into it. Joella is wearing like a pink, black latex feather coat thing. Susie is kind of like the big tent at a circus, but it's really fun. She's got like a small little like finger wave red wig on with a bandana wrapped around it and this like circus tent over her body. But it's like, you can tell there's a reveal under there, but it's not like there's a reveal under here. I'm wearing a big coat. You know, it's like sort of subtle for a reveal. So I'm like, okay, I'll give you points for that. And she's got like a soft clown paint on. So I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. Anyway, get into the song and I am immediately blown away. Susie has just like drawn my full attention. Her face is just like, she's so giving. She's so giving in the performance. She's giving. And I can't take my eyes off of her. It's incredible. She reveals under the big circus tent into this like patchwork denim jacket with the fringe underneath her arms. And it looks really, really cool. And she's using it to her advantage, like dancing around and such. And then also at like the high point of the song, wig reveal, which I did not see coming under this small wig. Wig reveal. And she's like shaking her hair around. I'm like, Susie Toot is really hot. She's like giving right now. Joella, I'm sorry, you're not even there, baby girl. I cannot take my eyes off her. One of the best lip syncs of the season, like as a performer. Incredible. Susie rightfully wins, obviously, and she's progressing to the next round. Lip sync number 3. Lucky Stars gets drawn from Bruno's barrel and she chooses her song. So she chooses Step by Step remix by Whitney Houston. And who will be her opponent? Acacia Forgot. Yes, that's right. Random pair up. Okay, let's see how this goes. Lucky is a sexy basketball. Is the best way to describe it. Her head is a basketball and she's got like 2 Mickey Mouse ears, but they're basketballs. And then she's got 2 basketball titties as well. And she's completely orange. With like a black corset and black thigh highs. What more could we ask for? Acacia is in like a full trench coat moment with this massive, like I would almost go like Dolly Parton-esque wig. So I'm like, okay, well, reveal, obviously. Anyway, they get into it and Acacia. Wow. Acacia's reveals, amazing. She's got this like, it's just like a bodysuit underneath, but she looks phenomenal. The wig comes off and she's got this blonde, straight like human hair unit underneath. She looks hot. Acacia looks so hot right now. Why does everyone look so hot tonight? Oh, looking hot tonight. Amazing. And then Lucky lifts up her little singlet to like bounce around her basketball titties. And it's, this is high drag. This is what I pay for. I love it. I would say this is the closest lip sync of the night so far. I was really rooting for both of them. I personally think I would have chose Acacia just slightly. However, Lucky is declared the winner and I'm not mad at it at all. If anything, I'm just so happy Lucky's getting more airtime. Like, we get to see more of this. I'm glad. Done. Lip sync number 4 of the night. Miss Arietti, the villain of the season, gets drawn and she chooses her song. Blow Me One Last Kiss by Pink. And who's drawn out of the remaining queens? It is Miss Corey King. Corey's drawn out as her opponent and immediately like, oh, okay. Corey's won. Hands down. Arietti's lip sync against, who did she lip sync against? Lydia and then Jules in the seasons. Not great. Really not great. So I'm like, oh, Corey's got this. She's great. She's fine. But no. It was a very evenly matched lip sync and I was really didn't know which way it was going to go. Ariadne's like full giving it so well. Corey's obviously giving it as well. Ariadne pulls out these like pom-pom streamer things from her shoulders, which I didn't really like. I thought they kind of like took away from the performance a bit. But she's full giving choreography, dancing, going for it, giving Corey a run for her money. And honestly, probably one of the hardest lip syncs to call for the night. I thought this was so good and could have gone either way. If they could have taken two people from lip sync through, it would have been these two. However, Ariadne is wearing full black, kind of giving like Matrix leather vibe coat. She's got her sunglasses on. She's looking hot. She reveals that as well. Corey is kind of giving Jetsy, what's it called? Judy Jetson space hooker. she doesn't have any reveals, actually. You can tell that those like pieces covering her breastplate are going to come off at some point, but she doesn't reveal them during this lip sync. I really love her mug, and her hair is just so giving for a lip sync performance. So they look both look great. Ultimately, Corey is called as the winner, and I'm like, oh, okay. I was really expecting it to go to Ariadne, to be honest, but I still see Corey as a winner as well. I am glad that Ariadne got this chance to kind of redeem her lip sync abilities, because she can perform. This is giving performance hands down. I thought she did amazing. The last lip sync of round one, only Lana and Crystal remain. So they will be going head to head again. This is the first rematch we've had of the night. So Bruno will draw one of their names to see who decides the song. Lana is drawn and she chooses You Make Me Feel by Sylvester. I feel like this could go either way. Even though Lana won the first time, that anything can happen. Crystal is wearing this beautiful big golden wig and she's kind of like wearing a gown. But once again, you can tell if there's like reveals to it and such. But it's like so detailed and beautiful. I really love it. Like the skirt comes off at one point, like part of the corset comes off. The wig comes off. I will say I think the wig came off too early and like consecutively after the dress. So I was like, oh, that's too much. It's too early into the song. But I do like the red hair underneath. I thought that was good. Lana's wearing this like really colorful piece outfit and she can like take layers off. It's like the jacket, part of the skirt, part of the arm and everything. It's kind of like giving Babushka doll of reveals. But I really love it. I thought it was a great performance. At one point, like Crystal's on the floor, Lana gets on top of her and they're dancing as one. They are one person at this point. I wouldn't really know which way to call it. I probably would give it to Lana in the end, and that is the way it goes. Lana is declared the winner of this lip sync battle. So we are on to the semi-finals. The five winning queens are back up on the stage to go into round two. Lucky is drawn first, and once again, she decides to choose her song. She chooses We Found Love by Rihanna. Her opponent is Susie Toot. And again, I'm like, oh, I don't know how Susie's going to handle this. Like, I don't know if she's going to go well with this. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get like a Megami Redemption situation with Lucky, which I'm like, not bad at all. I'm like, yes, Lucky, go off. The lip sync starts and Lucky is just bouncing her basketball titties again. She gets them out straight away. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. Okay, cool. Susie's giving face. Susie is giving face. It's not as good as the last performance, but she's still killing it. Killing it. She's got like another reveal where she like unzips a jacket and like shows off more of her outfit and such. It's not really a reveal, but she opens the jacket. But it just like the detail on the fit looks amazing. And at the bass drop of the song, like they're all like building up to like, Susie goes into doing the stanky leg. I could not believe it. I was like, she's got it. Hands down. Amazing. She's got it. There's no argument about it. Susie is declared the winner and that stanky leg got it for her. Absolutely. Bye, Lucky Stars. I'm so sorry, baby girl. On to the second lip sync. And since we have an odd number of queens, the three queens will be going up against each other. Lydia Butthole Collins, Corey King, and Lana Jarae are left to lip sync to the final song, 360 by Charlie XCX. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a really fun song. I really love this song. Of course, Brat Summer, Always and Forever. I don't think it translated very well into a lip sync song. I think it was kind of all just like one note. There were no peaks and valleys. So it was just like hard to like get something out of the queens. But saying that, Corey did not stop moving whatsoever. She was giving full energy, full throttle the whole time. Lydia did like a scissor fake out. Like she went to like cut her outfit again, but she like throws it away and actually like tears part of like the dress away. So I'm like, so she's like, haha, learn my lesson. I'm like, good. Yeah, absolutely. Not my favorite lip sync of the night, if I'm totally honest, but it was still fun. Honestly, a toss up of who won, in my opinion, because I'm just like, okay, yeah, sure. After some of the lip syncs we've had, I'm like, yeah, this is fine. This is good. And also the fact there's three of them, it's a bit like, oh shit, where do I look? Anyway, Corey is announced as the winner, defeating her boyfie Lydia and lip sync assassin of the season, Lana Jarrett, moving herself into the grand final lip sync. All right, we're here. The final lip sync, the grand final lip sync. Corey versus Susie in I still can't say this. By Rosé and Bruno Mars. Susie Toot versus the number one Susie Toot impersonator. All the queens are brought out into the main stage in the viewing area to watch, and it's just like energy from the start. Both are matching each other's energy. Absolutely fucking going for it. I think they're just both having so much fun. And Susie is just in it. There's something about her face tonight where it's like the look of confidence and like she's just done this forever. And she's just so confident and comfortable in it that I'm just like in love with her performance. This is her episode. And it's just really, I'm really enjoying it. Corey ends up doing her titty reveal and I don't really think it adds much to the performance. She ends up holding them for half the time anyway, and I'm like not sure if she's covering them up or she revealed it too early. I don't know. But Susie does this shuffle thing and I don't know. It just seems perfect to me. I really wasn't expecting this from her. I think it helped that, to be absolutely honest, my expectation was a little bit low. I had Canada out at the start. I didn't think she would be towards the end. I thought it'd be people like Corey, Lana, Crystal, like some combination of them at the final, but hey, Susie absolutely knocked it out of the park. I think she did fucking incredible. She's fucking talented as all hell. So if you didn't get it by that, Susie is announced of the winner. She is crowned the queen of season 17 of She Done Already Done Had Herses and gets the cash tip of $50,000. I'm so happy for her. I'm so, so happy for her. When she got eliminated, I was like, yeah, it's her time. I'm kind of over the Susie Toot train. It's only a week later and I'm fully on board the Susie Toot train the entire way. Even watching the whole season, I'm like, I love it. I think it's impeccable. I'm like, maybe did she need to get out of the pressure of the competition to just really hone in on what she does best? But she fucking blew it out of the water. When Ru asks her if she has anything to say, she says, "This goes out to everybody who thinks I am cocky and delusional and overconfident. This is proof that I am better than you." And I love it. And like, that's not, it's, she has every right to say that. Good fucking honor. Incredible. This was just spectacular. I am disappointed that there was no real strong redemption arc like Megami. I mean, you could argue that Susie had that redemption arc. I think she was getting like a little bit of hate towards the end of the season, but I'm absolutely in love with her now. So you could argue that possibly, actually just thinking about that now. I did like the live audience aspect of it last year. I think it really fed into the energy of the situation, which I think maybe was lacking at times this year, but I will not accept the finale that they did for season 16 for season 17. I'm like, no, put that shit back in like a theater. Whatever that was last year, please don't do that again. So I'm hoping that they don't do that again. I don't think they will. I've not seen any spoilers whatsoever, so do not even think about sending me any spoilers. I don't want to know about it. All right, so this means we are less than a week away from crowning a winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season 17, America's Next Drag Superstar. Still, let us know if you are hashtag Team Jewel Sparkles, hashtag Team Lexi Love, hashtag Team On Your Nerve, or hashtag Team Sam Star. I'm still Team On Your Nerve, especially after that Doechii fit. That was so beautiful. I love you, Anya, so much. I'm so excited for the finale this weekend. Cannot wait to see it. All right, remember to let me know your thoughts on all the lip syncs this episode. I know there's a couple to think about, so take your time. Who do you think should have won? Who do you think should have lost? You let me know. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, leave a review. Follow us on Instagram on ivealwayssaidthat.pod. This has been your host, Brad, on I've Always Said That. Thanks. You're welcome. Love you. Bye.